the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
6 years after it first came to Ireland at Portrush, the Open Championship, one of golf's four majors, returns and begins tomorrow morning, with Padraig Harrington teeing off first at 5:25 in the morning, I think it is. Gavin Cooney, sports writer from the 42.ie. Tell us a little bit about Portrush as a venue for this major tournament.
It's a stunning venue, Matt. I've heard a few of the players say that very few venues in Britain or in Ireland marry both stunning views, optically speaking, with a major test, a genuine test of the best golfers in the world. So that's what Royal Portrush is gonna challenge. So many of the holes are instantly recognizable. You'll remember them from 2019, especially those that look out over the ocean, like the fifth and the sixth holes, for instance. And then it's just going to be such a tough test, especially if the rain dumps and the wind blows as it's expected to, as the week goes on. So it's unusual to be back in an open venue so quickly. There's only been four open championships since we were last here in 2019. But that test and those views, combined with the fact that they can fit more than 250,000 people through the gates here across the week, is why we're back in Portrush so soon.
Okay, just tell us a little bit about the impact of the weather is likely to be. When do we expect the rain to arrive? How high could the winds get to? And then how difficult will that be for the players to cope with?
We don't know how high the winds will get yet, and they're also they'll also swirl around and change direction. So their unpredictability is the real challenge there. As regards the weather, I mean, glorious weather today, but it is going to rain. The heaviest rain is expected to come tomorrow. I think it's due in the afternoon time, and then more rain due on Friday morning. So those in the latter half of the draw, so those teeing off tomorrow afternoon and then back out Friday morning, may get the raw deal of things. So while there will be showers, there will be sunshine as well. If anyone remembers Shane Lowry winning here on the Sunday in 2019, almost biblical rain fell that day. Nothing that heavy is expected this week, but the weather is always a major factor in deciding who wins the Open Championship, and that's expected to be the case again this week.
Is this a course that favours a big hitter off the tee, or is it more about being accurate?
It's more about being accurate. This is the brilliance of links golf that we don't see often enough at the elite end of professional golf. The top guys top American guys, for instance, will often only play links golf 2 weeks a year, come over for the Scottish Open and then for the Open Championship. So it is absolutely vital to keep the ball in the fairway. Obviously, the more distance you have, the more advantage you have, but it's more important to be accurate because there's out of bounds on four of the first five holes. As we know, Rory McIlroy infamously went out of bounds on his very first hole on Thursday in 2019. So it's crucial to be accurate. And then the golf course is such that it will test every part of your game. But I think the reason we love Open Championships is that it's more unpredictable, that it involves more artistry than science, really. And that's why we can have unpredictable winners of Open Championships more often as opposed to the other majors in the year.
Okay, you mentioned about the out of bounds. What about the rough? How is that cut compared to other major tournaments? And what would the greens be like compared to what most of the golfers are used to in America?
Yeah, so the greens will be slower. I don't want to get too golf technical, but the greens at the US Open on the stimp meter read 15, which is extremely speedy. Here they're measuring just over 10. So that will just give you a relative sense as to how much slower they're going to be over here, which is a challenge for the top players to adjust to, given, you know, they're obviously used to putting on those really speedy greens over in the US. As regards the rough, it is long in spots, it is tangled, it is not where you want to be, and there's so many elevation changes, and, you know, the course is, there's so many, the course makes such great use of all the dunes and all those little hills and almost kind of drumlins right around the course. So the rough is very, very penal. The fairway bunkers are penal as well, hence the importance that is on accuracy from the tee this week.
Now, Shane Lowry had the best days of his professional life there back 6 years ago. What are the chances that he'll be able to repeat that feat over the next 4 days?
Well, we know he's good enough to do it, given he did it in 2019. The law of averages would dictate, and especially in a sport as volatile as golf, that it's unlikely to go back-to-back at the same venue. Very few people in history have done that. He also is battling a bit of poor form. Lowry has become, he said it himself this week, he's a better golfer now than he was in 2019. That's indisputably true. He breached the world's top 10 this year. But that consistency has deserted him in recent weeks. And he's had a couple of very poor performances in the majors this year. He was in a promising position on Saturday at the Masters, shot 81 to fall down the leaderboard. And he missed the cut of the PGA Championship and the US Open, and was cut a very irritated and irritable figure while he did so. A couple of kind of foul-mouthed tirades at the courses that were caught on camera. So he has to arrest that slight downturn in form. He talked to the media on Monday. He's in very good form. He seemed very calm, very composed in himself. And obviously, he has lots of happy memories coming back here. He'll have such like enormous support among the galleries here as well. That might kind of flip his frame of mind as well. So he's certainly, we know he's good enough to contend. As to whether he has the form to do so, that's the question mark.
What about Rory McIlroy? You mentioned how with all of the expectation in 2019, he blew up on the very first hole. I think he took an 8, did he, on the first hole, and was immediately almost put himself out of contention. What's his frame of mind, do you reckon, going into this one? Is there less pressure, do you think, on him this time round?
So a journalist in his press conference suggested that the pressure was off now that he'd won the Masters, and McIlroy instantly interjected, is the pressure really off? So I think that answers the question. There's huge pressure on him because he is the star attraction. Like, this is the Rory McIlroy show this week, to the point that he was at the course before even the course was fully open here on Monday morning for practice, got in here at 6:30 in the morning to try and get some practice in before the crowds descended. He did likewise on Tuesday. He's changed his approach a little bit compared to 2019. In 2019, he knew he would be the center of attention, so he stayed outside of Port Rush, got a helicopter in and out each day. This time he's staying right by the course. He said he wants to embrace the crowds, embrace the adulation a little bit more, because he said in 2019, having tried to isolate from that, he walked to the first tee and was taken aback by the sheer volume of the ovation that met him, which therefore put pressure on him. And that's a pressure with which he couldn't deal. So, you know, everybody else, it's, you know, Royal Port Rush is a difficult test for every single golfer in the field this week, but nobody is playing with the pressure on their shoulders like Rory McIlroy. He got the Masters monkey off his back earlier this year. This is a different kind of pressure, and it's going to be intriguing to see how he deals with it.
Okay, who else should we be looking out for? Who else do you think is going to be in contention? Is Scottie Scheffler the other player really to watch?
Yeah, Scottie Scheffler is the favourite. He doesn't play links golf very often, but he has that artistic streak to his game that means he should be able to adapt to whatever is thrown his way this week. He hasn't won an Open Championship yet, but he has several top 10 finishes and has been brilliantly consistent all year. The other big name to look out for is John Rahm. Rahm obviously is playing in obscurity on the LIV Tour, historically has a brilliant record in Ireland, has won 2 Irish Opens, one of which was in Port Stewart just up the road here. And he's been playing really well in the majors this year. He was contending at very close to contention at each of the last 2. So Scheffler and Rahm, definitely 2 of the favourites. And then another name to look out for is the defending champion Xander Schauffele. No one's come back to back at the Open since Corey Carrington did it in 2008. Schauffele's had a difficult year that was a slow start beset by injury, but he's played himself back into form. He had a top 10 finish in Scotland last week, so we haven't had a back-to-back champion in a while, but Xander Schauffele could definitely threaten that record.
Okay, so it's 4 days to look forward to. Thank you very much for being with us. Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the42.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.